Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Waco school nurse Brittany Burnham in honor of National School Nurse Day that was Wednesday, May 9th.
How long have you been the school nurse for Waco?
This is my first year.
What has been your experience leading up to Waco?
Well, I was the nurse at the nursing home here in town at Parkview, in Wayland, and for a year, my first year of nursing. And then after that, I went to Washington County Hospital and worked there on med-surg and also in the OB department, labor and delivery, for the last, for 5 years there. And then I started having a family, and so school hours were awesome. And the fact that my boys will be coming to Waco, I thought it was a good opportunity to change my career up. So now I'm here.
I wonder how you've taken the experience of having to work with kids and with students.
Yeah, I mean, I love kids. I actually, when I was in school, we have to do a preceptorship at the end of our schooling, which is so many hours, and I did pick pediatrics. Granted, it was in a hospital, but still, it was with pediatric patients, so I do like kids, and I think that's a must, I guess, for being a school nurse.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you've seen in the past year, the more common illnesses that you've seen from kids, things that you would say parents should be on the lookout for or monitoring, really?
Well, just recently we've had a rise in strep throat infection. So I've had a lot here just in the last few weeks even, which was kind of surprising being, you know, end of April, beginning of May. I thought maybe we were out of the the illness. But yeah, I know we're seeing a lot of strep throat lately. We had a few influenzas in the middle of winter, but not anything crazy. So I'd say as of right now, what I'd be telling parents to look for would be strep throat. And then, of course, the warmer weather is coming, and so lice is starting to come back too. So always a good thing to check on that.
And what are some of the services or the typical things that you do for the junior and the senior high schools?
Well, we do just last week we did some immunizations. They had an immunization requirement that is due for all seventh graders and all seniors. Instead of them having to do it over the summer, we brought in some nurses to do it for them, and we gave them their shots. Not everyone, just the ones who got the consent back and everything, but we were able to do those. It was a meningitis vaccine, so that was just last week. And then we do dental screenings. That's for freshmen. Make sure that their teeth look good. We bring in a hygienist to come look at their teeth and see if they need to go to the dentist or not. Oh, for seniors, we do CPR. So it's required that seniors have a CPR class before graduating. So we just did that a couple weeks ago, had all the seniors do that.
And how would you say your relationship is with the students that you've worked with over the past year?
I would say it's good. I'm, of course, still learning everyone, and I see some students more often than not, so I'm getting most of the names down, but of course there's always a student that comes in that I haven't seen all year that I don't know, but mm-hmm. I think good. I think they're all comfortable coming to me. I don't think anyone's scared of me, maybe the preschoolers, but
yeah.
But hopefully that, yeah, I think I've done pretty good building a good rapport with the students.
Is there anything heading into your second year at this position? Is there anything that you're looking forward to next year or things that you want to improve upon as far as Waco goes?
I think I am just looking forward to having a year under my belt and being more comfortable and confident as a school nurse, because it is so much different than hospital nursing, and you just don't know. I mean, you don't realize what all a school nurse does until you are actually doing it, even other nurses. So I'm looking forward to just being more comfortable, and hopefully it'll go smoother next year for
yeah.
me. But not that it was crazy, but it was a little stressful learning a new job like any other job is.
Tell me about one of your best days this year as a school nurse.
Well, we've had some exciting days. I would hate to label them as best days, but
yeah.
We've had a couple good broken bones this year. So the typical, not out of the skin, but almost. So those were exciting, fun days for just being a nurse. I don't think other people would probably call them exciting or fun.
Yeah.
But those, I would say just, I don't know, they're all the days kind of blurred together this year. And I also was on maternity leave because as I just said, have a five-month-old. So yeah. Kind of missed a big chunk in the middle there. But I would say just every day. Every day was fun.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco school nurse Brittany Burnham. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.